Now, I've been in show business long enough to know when I just missed a beautiful chance to end the show. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to pretend that Eric and I left the stage and you guys clap for about 3 minutes. You don't have to actually do it. You know, there is a serious special thing about this place that's the reason he made all those songs come out of here. And it's the reason Jerry Jeff Walker told him, you need to go to Key West, man, that's going to be your deal. And Jerry Jeff made a serious, great business decision for Mr. Buffett when he said that. Well, this is an emotional time for anybody that loved Jimmy, and we all did. Everybody did. It doesn't matter if you heard him on the radio, if you saw him in the grocery store, you ran across him on a boat. He was the same guy always, ever. He just smiling. He wanted everybody to have a better day because they crossed paths with him, and they did. So when something kicks you in the gut really hard, it's on the loss of something, when you saw the news about Jimmy and it hurt me too. But what that really means is you had something really good for a really long time. And in the case of Jimmy Buffett, most of that good is still here. It's still rolling around. All that gorgeous body of work. And so consequently, this little story that I'm about to tell you that sounds sad is not really. I got a telephone call the last week of August. We were making George Strait's new record in Nashville, and I was just having a big time. And I got a phone call that I needed to go to Long Island and say goodbye to Jimmy. Did not want that. But I got on a plane. They said, you better come fast. And I did. I went the next morning. Drove over to Long Island. Went to see. Walked in. He's sitting in his bedroom. I got all this stuff that I want to say. He's got all the stuff he wants to say. We all know it all already, but you still want to say it. I can't make words come out of my mouth very well because I can't really talk without a guitar. And Savannah Jane Buffett, his lovely oldest daughter, handed me Jimmy's guitar and kind of saved my ass. And I played him a little bit of instrumental version of a couple of his songs. And he's just smiling the same smile that he smiled every time you played for him, every time you saw him. He never stopped smiling that smile. This was 24 hours from being gone from this world, and he was smiling and saying, what a hell of a ride, just as happy as he could be. And I didn't make my words come out nearly as well as I wanted to, so I played him the first song that he and I played of mine ever, and the last song that he and I ever played and sang of mine. And this is what I played him, and this is not a sad story. It's my job.